Have you ever wondered the differences between a DIA versus a fixed index annuity with an income rider? That's what we're going to break down today in episode number 77 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. I had an interesting conversation this week with some potential clients who we were developing an annuity safe money strategy for. And my recommendation was using a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider. They came back with the question, why should we use something that has a fee with it? We've heard a lot of horror stories about these fees and we're a little unsure about them. Why don't we just use a DIA? Let's get into the terminology and break these two different products apart and talk about the pros and the cons of each. Now, a DIA, D-I-A, stands for Deferred Income Annuity. Basically, it's a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity, only the income is deferred to a future date, hence the name Deferred Income Annuity. Now, these can be set up to have a return of premium, meaning a guaranteed death benefit. So basically, let's say you put $100,000 into it, it's paying you $10,000 a year. God forbid you die 2 years later, you've gotten $20,000 income. The remaining $80,000 would be returned to your beneficiaries. So it has a death benefit. Okay, those are some pros to it. Here are a few cons. The problem with the DIAs is you must choose a start date for the income at the time of application. Most companies will allow you to change it once, so very little flexibility. So if you're wanting to take the income early and then you decide, okay, no, I want to do it later, so you change the start date, but then you figure out maybe 6 months later, okay, I do need that income, now you're out of luck. They only allow you to do it once. The other con is there is no liquidity. Once you send it to the insurance company, it's there. Now, it's not going to annuitize, but it's not like you can go in and just withdraw some money out of it. Another pro, though, is there are no fees to it. So anytime you look at an insurance product, which an annuity is a life insurance product, you always have to ask, what are the pros and cons? And remember, there are no deals in the insurance industry. There's a trade-off in every product that has a feature and benefit. Now, what I was recommending to them, which was a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider, okay? What these are is just a standard fixed indexed annuity, but it has a guaranteed income attached to it as an extra add-on. So just like if you were buying a car, maybe you want to upgrade the engine, that's going to cost something. You pay for any type of enhanced feature or benefit. But the FIA, even though it has a guaranteed income to it, does have indexing options like a standard FIA. What that means is that you will participate in a market index like the S&P 500, and it'll either have a cap, a participation rate, or a spread. Now, if those words, that terminology doesn't make sense to you, go back to episode 3. I go into a lot of detail on what those mean and how those crediting strategies actually work. The other thing with an FIA, every year that the income is deferred, it will increase. It means it'll get bigger the longer you wait on a guaranteed basis. Okay, so we're not counting on the indexes to do anything. That's just a side piece to this. The only benefit you're going to get out of the indexing is that it will just extend the death benefit. But every year you wait, the income gets bigger on a guaranteed basis. Because you do not have to choose the start date of the income during the application process. Now, some of these companies, depending on the company, they will guarantee the death benefit, just like the DIA has with the return of premium. They will guarantee it until every dollar is paid back, and some even guarantee it beyond that. But like I said earlier, with the indexing option that could extend the death benefit even beyond the guaranteed period. Now, this is the concern that most people have. They don't want to lose money to the insurance company, and I'm with them. I don't blame them for that whatsoever. But a lot of these FIA with the income riders, they also come with some other features like an income doubler for long-term care. Meaning if you find yourself in a situation where you need skilled nursing and you still have account value left, account value slash death benefit, a lot of these annuities will double the income to help you offset that cost. And it will stay doubled until you run out of account value slash death benefit. And then it will just go back to the original income that you had. Now, again, you don't ever want to pay extra for this benefit, but it is just included in a lot of FIAs with income riders. If that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, what I just said, go to episode number 38 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I go into a lot of detail about those long-term care riders. The other pro to having an FIA with an income rider is that you do have some liquidity. So you have a 10% penalty-free withdrawal starting in year number two. Now, most of these FIAs with income riders are anywhere from a 7 to a 10-year term. So let's just say you get to the 11th year, the 8th or the 11th year, and you decide, hey, this isn't for me. I don't want the income. I don't need it. They will give you the remaining account value back. That is not an option with a DIA. But these do have a fee with them. They come with an expense. And it's normally going to be between about 0.9% to 1.3%. Okay, so now knowing some of the differences in this terminology, which ones should you choose? As of this recording, which is June of 2025, a 60-year-old couple who's looking to start their income 5 years from now, they would get just over $8,900 per year, and this is with a $100,000 premium, they would just get over $8,900 per year 5 years from now. If they went with the fixed indexed annuity that had the guaranteed income rider and deferred it for 5 years, they would get almost $10,500 per year on a guaranteed basis. Again, there's no magic that has to happen in the indexing. We're not talking about hypotheticals here. This is the guaranteed income, which comes out to 17% more income every single year for the rest of their lives. Now, what if that same couple wanted to defer it for 10 years? Okay, a DIA, again, at this point in June of 2025, would pay them $13,308 per year. Again, based on a $100,000 premium. The highest fixed indexed annuity with an income rider would pay them almost $16,000 per year. So that's literally 20% more spendable income for the rest of their lives. So this is a similar conversation I had with this couple that I was working with, and they asked me, why should we get the one with the fee? And my initial response is because you get everything the same as you get with the DIA, but you get a much higher income on a guaranteed basis. So when making these decisions, we need to ask some important questions. Number one, what am I getting in return for this expense? And in this case, it's a higher guaranteed income that still comes with a death benefit. And again, we can find a company that would guarantee the death benefit lasts until every penny is paid back, just like the DIA does. Not every company guarantees that. They may not be the highest income, but that leads me into the next question. What is the real purpose of this money? Because if the purpose is to get the most guaranteed income for every dollar that we send to the annuity company, then most likely, at least at this point in time when I'm recording this, an FIA with an income rider is going to pay you more on a guaranteed basis. So it's more of the mental barrier of paying a fee when there are options to not pay a fee that we need to address and we just need to overcome and do a side-by-side comparison. And again, normally this decision is focused around knowing all the money will be paid back in either income and or death benefit. But I'm telling you, there are plenty of FIAs with income riders that will guarantee the death benefit and give you a higher guaranteed income. In fact, with the FIA, because you have that indexing portion, like I mentioned earlier, that death benefit could actually last beyond the guaranteed portion. And there is no opportunity to extend the death benefit in a DIA. And at the end of the day, like I tell all of my clients, it's your money. So it's totally up to you. I'm going to help you with whatever you feel is best for your situations, but I have to give you all the options. And from my view, with all things being equal, if you get the exact same death benefit at the end that you would get with a DIA, not paying a fee, and everything is pretty much exactly the same as far as a long-term outcome, if not better because of the higher income, then is there really a fee at all? Obviously, it's in there and it's coming out of the account value, but a lot of these companies give you bonuses, which helps offset the fee. And again, at the end of the day, all things being equal, why would you not take the higher guaranteed income? Okay, everyone. So hopefully that clears up the big differences between a DIA, a deferred income annuity, and an FIA, fixed indexed annuity, with a guaranteed income rider. Now, if you're new to annuities, my recommendation would be the best thing you could do at this point is go watch my flagship video series called 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement by going to atlasannuity.com, click on the video section, and it should be at the top of the page, along with a lot of other educational information. If you're wondering, will the Atlas Annuity strategy work for you, or you have some general questions about maybe an annuity that you were sold before, and it's not doing what you were told it was going to do, then the best thing to do is book a short time with me to have a Zoom call by going to atlasannuity.com, which will take you directly to my calendar page. We'll set up a short time. We'll get your questions answered. And if you're liking this information, do us a favor. Please subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Give us a like if the episode was good and you like the information, and share it with someone that you think could benefit from hearing it. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me. Again, this has been episode 77. My name is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.